The two family tragedies which dominated the news all week continue to receive coverage on today's front pages. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror, Irish Sun and Herald all lead today with the deaths of Seema Banu and her two children, Asfira Syed and Faizan Syed, whose bodies were found in their family home in South Dublin this week. The Irish Times reports on its front page, meanwhile, that the result of the postmortems are expected later today. The Irish Daily Mail leads today, meanwhile, with the funerals of the three men who died in the apparent murder-suicide in Cork this week. The paper notes that the funeral service of Tadhg O'Sullivan and his youngest son, Diarmaid, whose bodies were found together in a field on the family farm, are to take place in Castlemagner today, while the funeral of the eldest son of the family, Mark, whose body was found in his bedroom, is to be held tomorrow in Kanturk. Divided in life and in death is the headline there. For its lead story, the Times reports that the HSE has confirmed that five nursing homes are receiving intensive support from the state, up from one a fortnight ago, as they battle serious outbreaks of coronavirus. The Irish Examiner leads with comments made by the Taoiseach, in which he said that the government won't be lifting its ban on the sale of children's clothes and other household items in supermarkets, since it's unfair on smaller retailers who've had to close. The Irish Independent leads with the line that the reopening of schools after the midterm break was plunged into chaos yesterday after principals were instructed to remove 52 hand sanitizer products from use. The Irish News and Belfast Telegraph both lead with the resignation of Sinn Féin Senator Alicia McCallion, a story which is also covered on the front of today's Times and Examiner. All papers report that the senator and two party officials resigned after they failed to immediately return COVID-19 support grants amounting to £30,000 in total, which had been mistakenly paid to them. The Star reports on its front page that former Meath GAA player Graham Geraghty is recovering after he underwent surgery this week in Beaumont Hospital. Elsewhere this morning, the number of people needing kidney dialysis has increased dramatically this year due to a reduction in transplants and increased numbers in intensive care. That's in today's Times, as is a story about a report produced for the Department of Agriculture, which has found that forestry in this country is a growing source of carbon emissions. There's a piece in today's Examiner about how FORSA, the trade union representing ushers in Leinster House, has expressed concern over their safety, stating that the Oireachtas is acting as if there was no pandemic. And finally, back in today's Times, there's a report there on the demolition of Hawkins House in Dublin. Olivia Kelly reports that the same firm that demolished Apollo House in 2017 has begun an 11-month programme to level one of the city's least popular buildings.